Hi you! You are listening to the Mission Driven Entrepreneur Show with your host Stephanie Smulders, a podcast that helps you uncover your business full potential with the power of authentic marketing, mindset, personality, and flow. We invite driven entrepreneurs to talk about their mission, inspiration, and discover their hidden business treasures. I'm your host and online business coach, Stephanie Smulders, a passionate entrepreneur with 12 years of experience, a full-time traveler, and a lover of unicorns. I believe you are ready for the next step. Let's jump right in. Welcome to a new episode in which we are going to look at structure, planning, and flow, and if you can experience both in business. My name is Stephanie, and I'm coming to you live from my closet. Literally, I'm sitting in my closet because I feel this is a better quality than when I record it just in my office. So I do hope you appreciate me being closeted. I will come out of the closet after I record this episode, I promise. But in today's episode, I want to talk about the left brain versus the right brain, male versus female energy, and finding a balance between both and how I got interested in this. Because I do get a lot of clients and questions that come to me like, hey, I want to have more structure, I want to have more planning, I want to have a strategy, I want to have all these things. And let's just dive right in without me explaining what the end point is of all of this. Very interested to hear from you if you've ever heard about the left brain versus right brain theory, because according to this theory, you're either more left brain dominance or you have right brain dominance, and each side of this brain controls a different type of thinking. And additionally, people are said to prefer one type of thinking over the other, but your brain contains both sides, left and right, and they each have their own role, and they communicate with each other, but the theory is that you have one that is more dominant than the other. As you know, I'm no brain expert, and this is based on my own research and my own findings, and you want to listen to this whole episode in order to not start bashing me right now about this theory, but listen to the whole episode and then send me messages what you think about this theory and what you think about my findings on this. For people who have never heard about this, the left brain is your logical, analytical, linear, numbers, fact, thinking of words, language, kind of side. It often remembers the song text. And your right brain is your creativity, imagination, holistic thinking, art, the nonverbal communication, your feelings. They often have daydreaming and they remember the melody of a text. And if after listening just this brief introduction of your left side of the brain and your right side of the brain, what do you feel is your most dominant side? Do you think you are more left-brained or right-brained oriented? Or do you feel you are more left-brained or right-brained oriented? And I use these two verbs, thinking versus feeling, because that's very much left-brain versus right-brain. And some people will say that you either are 100% a left-brain side of person or you are a right-side brain person. While for me, I believe they both are working together, and you might have a slight dominance for one or the other, but the key to this whole thing is the balance. And research actually discovered that the left-right brain theory is a myth. While the fact that you have only one dominant side of your brain is a myth, it is still super useful to understand your strengths and your weaknesses and your preference, or the thing that comes natural to you. As for me, if I can share a little bit about my backstory and why this theory was for me important to understand, as I've always struggled internally with my right side and my left side, if we call it that way, with me being strategic and planning. Even as a child, I would plan my days, I would plan my play dates, I would want to know where I'm going to play with who for how long, but also my feeling sides, my creativity, my nonverbal communication. And I had this internal struggle with, am I just really good at language and planning, and or am I really good at being in flow and experience creativity, and I am creative, I am in touch with all these things, why can I not be both? And there were times in my business where this also came back, and I learned that sometimes I leaned in a lot more on my left brain or right brain kind of side, and that if I reflect on it now while recording this episode, before I reflected on this as to where the balance lies for myself, and a teeny tiny experience from my childhood came up while I was researching a little bit more for this episode. As a child, I wasn't very good in math or in seeing patterns or with numbers in general. And when I was just 7 years old, my teachers kind of labeled me as not so smart, and I had to do extra classes, be in a separate group, and they also sent me to a specialist, which, if I reflect on this now, poor child, like I was only 7 years old and they already labeled me as I wasn't smart enough, I didn't fit in, I couldn't follow, just because the math lessons, I couldn't follow as other students were following. So I went to the specialist, of course my parents sent me there, and they actually discovered that these two sides of my brain weren't communicating normally. So I got a special training schedule set up. So I had to go 2 times a week to go to a specialist who would do exercises with me in order to help my brain communicate between the two sides in a more fluent way and actually build those connections. I don't know the science side of it, but while some of this was really fun for me, just some fun exercises, most were really, really hard. But the more I did my exercises, the better I became in math. And even though in the first 2 months of me going to this training, I did nothing with numbers, and still my teachers saw a huge improvement. And by the end of that school year, I could just go to the next class without any remarks, without any label, without anything. And I share this story with you because maybe you want to reflect back on your childhood as well and discover more of this for yourself. As a child, were you more connected to your creativity side or to your planning and structure? What kind of things were you really good at in school, and what comes natural to you? Because now you're an adult, most obviously you're an adult right now, and you have conditioned yourself to be good in a lot of things, but you want to look as an entrepreneur. It's important to understand what comes natural to you. What are your natural talents? And this little exercise of me reflecting on my childhood made me see that maybe the whole structure and the strategy and the planning wasn't there to begin with. But because I did exercises, I trained this so hard that this became second nature to me. And right now I still do certain exercises in order to keep that communication going. I don't go to a specialist anymore, but I do feel that this really helped me enable to focus a lot more on one side of my brain, the one that wasn't communicating to the rest of my body as normally, but maybe I've neglected the other part because that was my natural, most dominant side. Who knows? But I want to share this with you because this might trigger something for you. And because for me, I always get triggered by strategy and numbers and planning. And because I train so much on it, I now use this as a strength, while I underestimate my flow, and I often don't see how easy it is for me to just go with the flow and do my own thing and be in touch with my creative side. And that is also how I got in touch when I was an entrepreneur in the beginning, I'm talking 10 years ago, about male energy in business versus female energy in business. And this is very much related a little bit to the theory of the left brain and the right brain. Even though it is a myth, I still think it's important to maybe trigger something in you to look at your own strengths and your own quote-unquote weaknesses. But going back to that male energy versus female energy in business, I'm going to describe keywords for both energies in business, and I'm very curious to hear with which one you identify the most. Even if you're female as a body, it could be that you operate with a lot of male energy or the other way around. So let's have a look at male energy first. So male energy is very much taking action, planning ahead, setting boundaries. It's action-oriented copywriting or speaking, numbers-based marketing, lots of strategy, and lots of thinking. It's lots of the ratio, the logic side of things. And then female energy is the being vulnerable, taking care of others, nurturing, taking care of yourself, serving and receiving, intuition, creativity, compassion, flow, listening to your body instead of to your mind, and having an emotional guidance system. I think you can even hear the difference in my voice when I talk about male energy. When I was doing this for the podcast with the male energy, I was making 1, 2, 3, 4 on my hands. With the female energy, I was doing this wave emotion with my hand. I talk a lot with my body, so that's why I try to paint that picture for you. Me being in my closet doing weird hand gestures. But after listening to these descriptions of the male and the female energy, which are the following is more like you? Which of these energies come natural for you, or which one do you lean in more often? And I want to share with you as well that most of my clients come to me because they want structure. They see I have this really good thing. I plan, I have strategy, I do marketing, very strategic. I know all the rules because I'm an action taker. I plan ahead, I set boundaries, I'm very action oriented. And I've even been called a calendar, Google Calendar genius. And they want to be as organized and put together as I am. But you'll be surprised that often that is not what works for them. And that is often not what I work on with them. They might come in with, I want to have more, in my eyes, male energy orientation in my business, but often they don't see the benefits or their female energy of their intuition or their creativity, of their being vulnerable, because both of them play a very big role in your business. And the key of this whole episode is balance. It's balance between both of them. Yes, you can have structure. Yes, you can have action oriented. Yes, you can use your logic. But it's also intuition, being vulnerable, being in tune with your body, listening to yourself, because you have a lot of the answers already. And this is also something that we see back in human design. If you don't know what human design is, go back to episode 3, where I talk about human design. And you can see if you have structure or flow in your chart even, and something I look at with my clients as well. And together we figure out the balance between that male and that female energy, between that left versus that right brain, between your strategic side with your flow side. And I wouldn't be me if I wasn't going to give you tips or some advice or insights based on this. So I came up with, let me see, 5 or 6 tips for you. So pause this, take pen and paper, make some notes, because this will definitely help you in finding that balance for yourself and really discovering what works for you, because that's all what it is in business. There is no blueprint, there is no copy paste, there is no, oh, it made her successful, so if I just copy paste that strategy for myself, I will be successful. That is not how it works in the entrepreneurial world. Other people might tell you that, but I'm not telling you that. You don't have to listen to me, you have to listen to yourself. But at least that's what I found to be true, is that it all comes down to figuring out what worked for you and having that balance for yourself. So my first tip would be to discover which element or which energy comes natural to you. Maybe for you, it is super natural for you to be in tune with your female side. Maybe that's the case. Maybe you are very male energy, male orientated, and structure and planning comes natural for you. First, discover that for yourself. And then second, what does structure mean to you? And what does flow mean to you? Because these words have different, these concepts basically have different meaning for different people. For me, structure is having a strategy, is having action steps, it's having goals, it's making sure where I'm going. And flow for me is taking action steps based on when I feel like it. So that's how I combine both in my business, in my personal life, in basically everything what I do. That doesn't mean I'm perfect. That doesn't mean I have this figured out. There are days when I, or weeks or months, where I lean in a lot more on my male side. And there are months, especially the time of the month, where I lean in a lot of my female side. And that's okay. It is part of the balance. It's when you're out of balance that things are not aligned, that things are not working. So discover first what comes natural for you, and then write down for yourself what it means for you, structure, and what it means for you, flow, so that you can identify when you have structure and you can identify when you are in flow. And then the fun part starts to happen, because you get to play with both energies. You get to play with that male side of you. You get to play with that female side of you. And you get to create that balance for you. And I say play because don't push from being very male orientated to being very female orientated, because that might put you off balance. And it might be just incorporate one new little structure or one new flow element in every 2 weeks. I often advise my clients to start small. If you've identified that you're a lot more male orientated, that comes natural for you, try to incorporate one art activity a week to spark that flow state of yourself, to be what does it feel for me to be in flow? When am I in flow? What activities trigger flow for me? So just incorporate one little thing every 2 weeks, every week, to see how can you bring that balance back for yourself. And after that, tip number 4 is a question that someone asked me very recently, because I was talking about that I wanted to make a podcast about this. And she was like, when should you push and when should you stop if you see that it's not working? And this is something that is very important for you. So definitely re-listen to this if you're at this part. When should you push and when should you stop? I never believe in really pushing yourself. If it doesn't feel aligned for you, then just leave it for a bit, a day, an hour, a week, and it might come back. If it doesn't come back, it might take a little bit of time. But the whole pushing yourself, hustling, you have to do this in order to be successful, often leaves you with trying to hold on to control so much that you push it away and you don't attract it anymore. So for me, I determine my deadline. When am I going to stop with this? So I either put a date to it or I put a number of tries to it. Don't make this date too short, or don't make these numbers of tries too long, but give yourself a little bit of time to see if it is working for you, if it is just a mindset that's blocking you from using this, from incorporating this. Because often when we try something new, we say, oh, this is not going to work. But that's just the mindset that you have. It's just the belief that you have, oh, this is not going to work. So give yourself some time to lean into it, to try it multiple times, to see if you like it, and then reevaluate. Then look at how is this going, reflect on it, and see if it definitely is not for you. But also get to know your own boundaries. So you want to set a deadline for yourself first, and then you want to get to know your own boundaries. When are you going too far? When are you pushing too hard? Oftentimes we don't know when enough is enough. So if you don't know your own boundaries, you keep going over that boundary. The one thing that has really helped for me is going over the edge. I definitely know when I went over my own boundary. And then I know clearly, okay, if I work 10 hours a day, that's not working for me. And then if I work 8 hours a day, that is not working for me. So that's trying to get to know your own boundaries by going over them and then making a note and doing something with them. Don't keep going over your own boundaries and not doing something, because you're going to overexhaust yourself, run yourself to the ground, burn out, all the things, stop your business. So take note when you're going over your own boundaries and do something with them. Don't let this just keep happening. Make sure you hire someone, you work with someone, you make a note, you do something with it, whatever it is for you to work, but get to know your own line and then do something with it. And my last, let's give you my second to last tip, would be to embrace both sides of your energy and get in touch with the one that is currently not that active for you. And I want to give you some examples for both the male energy and the female energy. So in the male energy, what I often tell clients to do is to try to do something competitive, because what you see in nature, you can clearly see that males physically fight each other, they show their beauty, and they use their calls to compete with each other. And humans often are no different. I'm sorry to compare you this way, but competition is where your masculine traits step up to the plate. And if you are someone who's not generally competitive, ask a friend to help you out, and I want to give you some ideas that you can play with as well. They're very easy to start with, but that competition, try to see how you can incorporate that and see how you like to play with your masculine energy. What you could do is you could play a video game that is competitive, or you can set a very aggressive goal at work, something that's like definitely out of your comfort zone. You could engage in some type of sport that is competitive as well, where you can actually win. You can play a game with friends where you can actually be the winner and see how that is when you go into that mindset of I want to win. Or you can, for example, if you like cooking, create a cook-off and invite your friends to judge and give you a number on 1 to 10 on how good you were at cooking. It's setting you in that position where you can actually win or lose, that kind of competitiveness, and try to bring that out. If you already have this a lot in you, then I would definitely connect with your feminine energy. And something that I want to give here, you can do so many examples and I have so many ideas for podcast episodes because of this, but the one that is the easiest is connect with your creativity. So creating art, you may try to want to redecorate a room, pick up some painting supplies and start painting, sign up for an art class, doing a project with your kids if you have kids, or if you have a nephew or whatever, a niece. You're never too old to start finger painting. It's amazing. Or you could just buy a coloring book. You could make some music. You could dance. Dancing is also art. So try to see how you can incorporate this week with a little bit of that art, that creativity for yourself. And then my last tip, and this is especially for you if you're already very much in tune with your feminine energy. I know a lot of my listeners are in tune with their feminine energy. And one of the things, one of the shadows that they have is they cannot relax. So feminine energy is very much flowing and ever-changing, and people with this tendency tend to go from one project to the next, never stopping and always searching for something else around them that needs to be done. While this is great, balance is key. And relaxing is also a human need. And male energy have an easier time understanding that sitting on the couch or playing a game has been earned. And it's that relaxation that has been earned. And anything you can consider leisure time can be done in this step as well. So learning to relax and allowing yourself to not go to the next project, to the next project, to the next project, and building in the time for you to recharge. And that's what I want to end this episode with as well, because your life is in constant motion, your business is in constant motion, and change is really the one certainty you can count on. And with this fact, take each moment of balance as they come. One week, you may need to focus more attention on your feminine side, while the next week you focus a lot more on your masculine side. And each task you face requires a different tool, and think of balancing energies from the same perspective. Some tasks in your business will need a more male-orientated approach, while some tasks in your business might need a more feminine energy to get it done. So consider what has been going on in your own business recently, and if you spend a great deal of time in an environment that forced you to be in survival mode, because that often demands an overdose of masculine energy. And if so, you automatically need to connect with your female side again. And the same holds true if you have a business that requires all day and every day nurturing, like being a teacher. For me, I used to be so in tune with that I forgot my whole strategy side. And if you spend the majority of your time in that energy, you want to show some love to your masculine side from time to time. I do hope this podcast episode has been insightful for you. If you've picked up an insight, if you're going to try one of the tips, please just reach out to me on Instagram at stephanie.smolders. I would love to see it. Feel free to share this with people who you feel might be interested by this as well. And I'm very curious to see what balance means for you with having structure and flow in your business. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. You have reached the end of another episode of the Mission Driven Entrepreneur Show. Be sure to visit stephaniesmolders.com to access the show notes and discover the fantastic bonus content. Make sure to sign up for the freebie wall to get access to all the extra material. If you've loved this episode, I would love it if you would subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It is so, so appreciated. Thank you so much for listening today, and I will speak to you very soon.